The following program is transcribed. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, there's a lot of talk today about new improvements in wash day products, but today I have still more interesting news for you. News about amazing new Oxidol. Now, you've heard all about the new no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. You've probably tried the no-rinse suds and found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. That's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. New Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed so that it can get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. Not only that, but with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out really clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet-smelling. And Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Yes, deep-cleaning Oxidol and just one rinse is truly safe. So discover this amazing new deep-cleaning Oxidol next wash day. With just one rinse, it gets out graying dirt, washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. Ask your dealer for this amazing Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, the folks and even Ma herself are hoping for a romance between our beloved Fay and that young advertising man, Spencer Grayson. Yes, on Friday, it was plain that Ma approved of the young couple. For months, Fay's been wanting to fall in love, which leaves us with only one question. Is Spencer Grayson the man? Well, let's turn the clock back to last night, New Year's Eve. Fay and Spencer and Joseph have been invited to Gladys Pendleton's party. We'll join them later. But first, let's join Ma, who this year, like every year, is spending the evening quietly at home. Listen.
I got the water on for tea, Shepherd, but I figured maybe you might like a cookie now, so... Huh? Oh, Lander Goshen, is he fell asleep? I declare he has.
Hmm? Yeah. Somebody say something?
No, Shepherd dear. Go back to sleep.
New Year's Eve yet? Bell started?
Yeah, we got lots of time before 12 o'clock. Go back to sleep if you're sleepy, old friend. I'll just sit right here and...
Sleep? Who's sleepy? Never felt more wide awake in my life. What time did you say it was, Ma?
It's just some minutes before 12, Shepherd. Here, have a cookie. The tea will be ready in just a few minutes.
Hmm. Thank you kindly, Ma. A cookie will just hit the right spot. Thank you, Ma.
You're welcome, dear.
How could there be a better way of ending the old year than chomping on one of Ma Perkins' almond cookies with the powdered sugar all over the top? To say nothing of what better way of starting off the new year. Better than the champagne-y wine they're having over at the Pendletons.
I believe they're having some sort of punch at the Pendletons. I believe that is told, say. You're sorry that you and me ain't young enough to get invited to the young folks' party at the Pendleton?
Oh, tarnation, Ma. As far back as I can remember, me and Ma Perkins always celebrated New Year's Eve right here in Ma's parlor. Drinking tea or maybe hot chocolate, nibbling on cookies or half of a homemade pie. I just feel sorry for all them young folks who ain't having as much fun as us tonight.
Oh, Shepherd. Oh, I found a letter when I got back to Lambert today from Cousin Benita.
Well,
You know what she was writing about? Cousin Ed and Sylvester are taking her out tonight. Just the three of them. She says it's the first time in her whole life that she ever been out anyplace on New Year's Eve.
Oh, darnation, Ma. Yeah. Bonita sure must have thrown plenty of fear into them two hooligans. And are things in general working out good for Cousin Bonita, Ma?
Oh, yes, Shuffle. Bonita says everything is going along just fine.
Well.
Oh, Bonita never had the kind of life that you or I or my Evie could ever understand, but now maybe at last she'll have a happier life than she used to have.
Oh, you're mentioning Evie. Did you notice at Evie's party the other night how her and Willie was holding hands there at the end?
Yeah.
Evie'd get up to do something, and Willie'd tell her to sit down. Evie, he'd do it. Well, coming from Willie, Ma, that was so... No, what's the word I want?
Oh, yes. Yes, Shuffle, yes, I know what you mean. So close to each other. Maybe this year brung the greatest gift of all to them, to Willie and Evie. Gift of learning that when all is said and done, it's each other which is most important. Each other and their home. Not getting rich or nothing like that.
Yes, Ma. And here we are again, Ma. You and me, waiting for another new year.
Shuffle. Our time on earth can be so good. So full. If we just stay ourselves, taking things and folks as they come. Now let's remember that this coming year, Shuffle.
And maybe before this coming year is out, maybe we'll have a wedding on our hands, Ma. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Spencer Grayson, our little Faye.
Not so much the wedding. Happiness. Yes, as we go into the new year, that's what I'm thinking about, too. Our Faye. Faye deserves so much. There's so much that we want for her. Yes, I pray the Lord that 1951 will bring Faye what she needs. The happiness which she deserves.
Yes, Ma. Huh? Why, Ma, we've talked the old year away. It's New Year, 12 o'clock.
So it is. Oh, what better way to end those than Ma and Shuffle talking? Happy New Year, Shuffle. Happy New Year, my dear old friend.
Happy New Year to you, Ma. And to every little speck of anybody or anything which you carry in your heart. To you and yours, Ma. A happy New Year.
And now our scene changes. As we know, Faye and Spencer and Joseph went to Gladys Pendleton's party. But then, at about 11:45, Faye and Spencer slipped away, hoping to remain unnoticed, but of course noticed by every pair of eyes at the party. In Spencer's huge convertible, they drove a couple of minutes out of town to a little hill from where, as Faye knows, they can look down on the tiny village of Rushville Center. And now, just before midnight, listen. Here?
Yes, Usually there aren't as many lights on. There still aren't many lights on, but a few more than usual.
What a lovely picture. The sheltered little town between the snowy hills.
And there before you, you have the life history of Faye Perkins Henderson. In Rushville Center she was born, in Rushville Center she did dwell.
In Rushville Center along came love, and in Rushville Center she fell.
What? Well, now listen here. Spencer, what do you mean, along came love? Are you referring to yourself? That's not like you.
Oh, bless my soul. No, I didn't mean anything. As a matter of fact, I wasn't referring to myself. I was referring to, what's his name? Paul, your husband.
Oh, yes. How silly of me. I beg your pardon, Spencer.
Quite all right, I'm sure.
I think I have a memory that once on New Year's Eve, Paul and I drove up here. It was all a very long time ago.
You must be a very old lady.
Oh, I am. I am, didn't you know? When you get back to New York, you can tell all your friends how you welcomed the new year. You were high on a hilltop looking down on the most insignificant little town in the whole world with a very old, old lady, name of Fay Perkins Henderson.
I shall tell them no such thing. I shall tell them I was alone with a girl who made time stand still. A girl who was the youngest, the most alive person I ever met.
Dear Spencer.
As a matter of fact, it's a nicer New Year's Eve than last year.
Where were you last year?
On a yacht lying in Hamilton Harbor, Bermuda.
On a yacht? Bermuda? And you say this is nicer?
Maybe the company is nicer.
A little flattery is a wonderful thing, Mr. Grayson. But too much is too much. Oh, wait a minute. It must be... Roll down the window. Listen. It is. Happy New Year, Spencer.
Fay, my dearest dear, Happy New Year. Now you tell me.
Tell you?
Are you glad about this New Year's Eve?
Yes, Spencer. I like it very much.
If you'd care to launch the new year with a kiss, I'd be delighted to oblige.
A kiss? Oh, I'd be delighted, too.
Your lips are so soft, Fay.
Happy New Year, Spencer.
I wish so much for you, you darling child.
Ladies, if you'd like to get your clothes so dazzling clean you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean, and still save rinsing work on wash day, get new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Ask your dealer for this amazing new Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the same familiar package today. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Yes, it's plain to see that Fay and Mr. Grayson are very fond of each other. Will this be the romance of a lifetime? Well, Spencer meets an old friend, and our story takes a twist tomorrow. This is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Today's program was transcribed. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.